the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville-Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour it.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Will. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Look at that nigga chain.
Cool and Nasty. Big Bishop. Not the little one.
Look what you doing with the fucking church's money. It should just pass.
The real NIL.
I mean.
The collection plate?
That's I did that bitch.
You gotta be a slimy nigga to finesse out the collection play while he passing around.
Shout out to the, I ain't gonna say his name. Who helped me with the overlay for the underlay? You hear me?
Excuse me?
That other preacher.
My nigga.
Shout out to
Ramsey. Let me stop.
Johnson.
Hey, respect. Pastor Johnson stepped down. Respect.
He stepped down. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Put him in the hall.
Nah, his son's my niggas, man. Shout out to them,
shout
too.
Shout out to Jordan.
I love the family.
To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Tig. How you what, man?
And I'm chilling, man. Got some of my favorite Jordans. You know, I fuck with the fours, but the cement fours are some of my favorite.
Don't want the weakest wait. Ones.
What?
Damn.
You crazy as hell. Yeah. I can't wait till these come back out. For real. These are, I think these are like 2011, 2012. They ain't even got the Nike on the back, but I still fuck with them.
Damn, you said
they clean, though.
You said some of the weakest fours?
Yeah, them was out of the lineage of the fours.
Damn,
but
tough.
I love the four as a shoe, though. That's a good shoe.
What are you putting over those? Like, how many?
He drunk. These so tough.
It's like three of them. That's really definitely
what? The rip, bro.
The ones that we got for sure.
Bread.
The OG ones.
Yeah. I like them. I like them green ones. The purple ones. I mean, the purple fours. I fuck with them over those too. The
Travis Scott fours.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nigga, them friends and family ones.
Yeah, so them made for niggas.
Out. Them is sick.
They fours.
You talking about, bro? You talking about shit that ain't even.
I thought you was gonna be like Lightning fours and.
Yeah. Something more realistic, nigga. Don't nobody, you don't got some Travis Scott, nigga. Nobody
those
here got
attainable.
Nobody here got those.
You can't get them on StockX.
So are they fours or not?
Nah, them don't count, bro. Don't nobody got them.
That's like posting a PJ shoe, but like, nigga, that's not fair, bro. Right, like, so, niggas can't get
okay,
them.
Okay, shout out to all the Foot Locker fours then, for sure.
That's what you call them, the Foot Locker.
Shit, that's attainable, bro. But these were some of my favorites, though.
Man, I fuck with the fours. Militaries are coming back out. That's the shoe that I always want until I get it, and then I don't wear them, and I'm like, why the fuck I bought a shoe?
Yeah, I'm going to get them.
Yeah, that pressure.
Them is hard. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, fuck with them?
I'm going to get them.
You calling them Foot Locker fours is absolutely insane.
Don't listen to him, y'all.
Yeah, he's out of pocket. Hey, man. My nigga J. Cole back outside rapping for real, man. Rapping for real, for real.
Goofies with a check. I mean,
y'all fuck with the tape?
Yeah.
Nah, that shit hard.
It's hard. He said, you know, Kendrick wouldn't be relevant if niggas wasn't dissing. I felt that because he wasn't nobody really speaking on Kendrick no more. So I respect that.
Man, what I fuck with it is his team put out, they was like, listen to the whole thing before you listen to the last song on the album, which was the diss. And I was like, nigga, no. As soon as I seen somebody on Twitter say, oh, he talking about Kendrick, jump straight to that shit. You do fuck up the part that he really rapping on that bitch. And the best diss songs on the entire tape is not that last song.
Yeah.
It's not the 7 Mile joint.
Yeah, he dissing through the whole album. That's what's making fire. But he rapping the whole album, that's fire.
Bro, he dissed Kendrick on the song with 2 TDE niggas. That's fire.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's elite.
Out of pocket, but I get it.
Nah, I fucked with it.
But Kendrick left TDE, so.
But he, you know, them niggas is really friends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody was really checking for an Absol verse anyway, so fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, but that's what makes shit a little shaky for me. Hey, damn, bro. You put two of his niggas on there, but I'm like, maybe it's just pure rap shit, so.
Nah, it's but he keeps saying he fuck with him, though. He's like, I fuck with nigga. Kendrick. Yeah, you my nigga, but I'm about to bury you.
Yeah. And I can respect that part.
I don't think his shit, pause. I don't think his verse hit as hard as Kendrick's did because of the beat. Like, he wasn't on no Metro beat.
Hell no.
Nah. That Metro beat and Kendrick come, but the thing is, he dropped the whole album.
Yeah, bro.
What's crazy about that is, I feel like on the actual album, if Kendrick say something else, we'll get another, like, real response on there. Mm-hmm. That was like a light jab at him, but just like, hey, nah, I heard you, bro. Like, It ain't that. But I know, Bishop, you acting like my boy David Ruffin. Somebody else got to talk now. J. Cole ain't speaking for two people.
Mm-hmm. He spoke for himself.
Yeah. Hey, man.
It is what it is, man. If he don't put out nothing, Owell.
Who, Drake?
Yeah.
Nah, ain't no Owell, man.
Y'all don't care.
I do.
A sport.
Like, y'all don't really give a fuck. Y'all gonna listen and, like, shout out to my nigga Ruff, man. He said, it's damn near too late. Y'all already made y'all minds up that whatever Drake put out is going to be weak. Y'all don't care no more, bro. So it's kind of, I agree.
I ain't going to lie. I really ain't a Drake fan no more.
Damn, that quick.
I never was, though.
After we got killed for that Michael Jackson.
I'm the same nigga, same better than Michael Jackson. Now you're
I hope y'all been following this fucking pod.
Nah,
I swear to God, I hope y'all have.
But I said, I said they both make good music, but I ain't never really been a fan. You know, like a fan? Like, oh shit, the Drake shit about to drop. Like, I ain't never been.
Like, who are you that? Who are you?
Like, when Jay-Z dropped, I'm like, oh, okay, Jay. Oh, I gotta wake up in the middle of the night. Like, if it drop at 12, I'm gonna stay up and listen to it. Like, Drake drop, nigga, I catch it a week later. Y'all come in here and say some shit. Oh, that song tough. Then I get in the car and listen to it. But I don't really like his last 3 or 4 albums. I haven't listened to them. I just hear the songs.
They haven't been on par as the old shit.
Yeah, like, I ain't really been a Drake fan since the shit him and Future.
Damn. Damn, not since. Damn,
I'm being real. That was the shit.
About a decade ago.
I love this nigga, man.
What was that?
What
was
time to be alive?
Yeah, what was after that?
What a fucking time.
Hold on, I gotta go through the discography now.
I'm just being honest. After that, I wasn't really.
Damn.
Like, I ain't been tapped in since Jumpman.
On my mama, I ain't really fuck with the shit with 21 like that.
It's Her Loss ain't that far.
Yeah, I ain't fuck with I take that back. I fucked with the song TSU, whatever album that was. That
so shit, Views came out shit. After I ain't like Winter Time. Views, I fuck with Views. Views is solid. More Life, not really.
I don't even know what
I'm
that
cool
is.
On More Life. Scorpion, I think is the worst Drake album.
I don't even know what that is.
Damn. You fuck with Certified Lover Boy? I fucked with that.
Which one? What's on? Is that TSU on there? Whatever yep. one. Yeah, that was cool.
So that was 2021.
All right, cool. TSU. That's the only song I really liked on that motherfucker.
Damn, he
said. Nah, and Poppy's Home or some shit like that.
Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home or some shit.
Damn, he ain't fuck with Drake in a couple years.
Yeah, after that shit watered down.
Spooky?
Yeah.
Those last albums haven't been the same. I mean, they're going to always have the slaps on there because Drake going to make a fire song, especially when he collab. It's going to be a hit, but it hasn't been the same. I just thought it was funny as hell that Kendrick said that, I mean, not Kendrick, J. Cole said that Kendrick's last, like his space between his albums on that Nas shit was funny because we could have said the same about you, bro.
So that nigga got a good verse Kendrick every 30 months.
J. Cole dropped more than Kendrick.
Yeah, he does.
They dropped the same amount of albums like the last couple of years. It's just been, the time has been different. But you just hear Cole on different projects more.
Yeah.
Right, so he's out more.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying
that's damn near like comparing 2 Chainz to somebody. 2 Chainz only got a couple albums, but the nigga went on such a crazy feature run. It's kind of like you always heard him. J. Cole always makes his presence felt.
For
Kendrick
sure.
really goes hiding, bro.
Yeah,
he don't do his weird ass album and then hop on 21 Savage and them type of niggas, bitch like J. Cole.
Dude, I get Drake this though. He do keep himself relevant. He do make fire songs and shit. I'm just not like I can't do that. I don't like new rappers, so it don't really matter to me. And he always seemed to be with new rappers. So
yeah, that makes sense for what you.
Yeah, you know
sure.
what I mean. So it ain't no shot at Drake. Like he ain't cold. He cold, but it's just like doing a tape with 21. I'm not listening to 21.
No, I fuck with Drake music. I just, like, I'm never going to put in Drake over Future.
But I heard 21 album was hard, though. Actually.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what somebody told me, like, bro, you should listen. It's hard. But I'm just saying that ain't just my kind of music.
Oh, 21 makes heat. Especially last couple of years.
21
yeah.
Savage last album is raw.
Yeah, I ain't heard no heat from 21 since the shit with J. Cole. What's that?
No, oh, God. Man, you missed his last... we got to update your iPod, my nigga.
I don't care. I don't even want no updates. Keep it being with you.
They got a nano.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I heard a song the other day made me think of you.
Hold on, nigga, pause.
No, this shit. Because you be hype about Sexy Red. That's his nigga.
You know, he was bitten earlier, y'all. Now
Sexy
he,
Red.
Now, he was bitten earlier. Now hey, I want him to laugh. Go ahead. I want my nigga to laugh.
Hey, when we was in London, what's that song called? You know, your theme song. Get it sexy. That nigga was
hyping
a bitch when that came off.
He's a hoe.
That nigga said, get it sexy.
He's a fucking liar, bro.
Not the hand movement. The Wu-Tang trick to get him sexy is crazy.
That nigga's a fucking liar, bro.
That nigga said, get it sexy.
You know what's crazy?
That's a banger, though. That's
bro,
a good song.
He said, fucking goes up.
The club get lit. The club get lit.
My God, like the way he lies. The club
get lit. Now, I am rocking with Sexy Red. She make good music. But don't act like I'm in that motherfucker grabbing my knees, twerking, bro.
The club goes up. I told you.
Sexy Red get the club lit, but don't act like I'm in that motherfucker gyrating, bro. That's what you're not fit to do on this fucking podcast.
Get it sexy. I'll let you get that, bro.
I'll let you be in your feelings early. Earlier in peace, but what you not finna lie on my name, nigga.
Man, where my fucking Hennessy bottle at?
Oh, damn, we out.
Hey, so you know right here, Hennessy, like,
man, where the Hennessy bottles at, man?
Bruce, get us right.
Nah, Sexy Red is the truth, Glorilla the truth. I fuck with the young girl.
You see, Sexy Red went to the school and they wouldn't let her in because she smelled like weed.
Man, as they shouldn't, bro.
She gotta do better.
She was in the loo.
I don't know where she was, but she was supposed to see they allow her to come to a school to speak to the kids. And they was like, you smell like weed, you can't come in here. So she went outside in the parking lot, outside the truck where they was about to get on the bus and turned up with them. Who authorized Sexy Red to speak to the kids?
Like, at a school, bro. Wait.
Yeah, they wild.
Shout out to that school. That had to be near them.
That was a public school.
Who was that? Christmas out.
That nigga said Addicts. You're out of pocket.
Coach Banks just get a job at Addicts, and now he got Sexy Red.
I ain't surprised. Shout out to my nigga Kale, man.
That's crazy. But we about to see a whole lot of niggas dancing to all these female rappers in the club. Niggas don't know how to play it cool when they come on now, because you got Meg and Glow now. They got a song. They on do. Tour. Damn, man, it's a video for it, too.
You should watch the video. Meg looks really good in the video.
Oh, my God. He got his leg up. Talking about Megan.
She looks really good.
I hate that you be lifting your leg up in this motherfucker.
How about y'all just do the show? I'm comfortable.
That nigga talking about Megan lifting his leg up. This shit crazy.
Do the show.
Put the camera on this nigga.
Yeah. I got a camera.
Get on this nigga. You're dressed like Professor Ogilvy in this motherfucker today. Out the park.
Professor. I'm about to start calling you Professor, bro. That's funny as a bitch.
Nah, I like that Gap jacket, though, nigga. That's all right. That's all right with me.
I had seen a theory, and it was just like, Drake is going to respond to this, but it ain't going to be who the people we think it is. I think he going to shoot at Travis Scott first.
Yeah, just he got to, though.
What Travis Scott do?
Basically, he chose the other side.
Oh, he chose up? For sure.
But somebody he could probably easily, you know what I'm saying, bring that type of energy to, and probably wouldn't have a response. That would be funny as hell if he did that.
Drake really can kill Kendrick, though. I think I'm bigger than you.
He got a lot of shit to say.
I rap just as good as you, really. On some real shit. Drake, when he really rap.
He makes better songs.
Nah, Drake can rap for real. Like, when Drake do the one songs, like, on the 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah, the top. Yeah. No, Drake is cold, but.
Yeah.
Nah.
But you said better.
If it's just that, he's going to lose. He has to do the other stuff to win that.
I mean, yeah, because he got, like, the Degrassi and all that shit. But, like. Kendrick Cole, they all damn near right there.
They are.
Drake is on last on your list out of them three?
Yeah, just because Drake more of a...
pop nigga?
Yeah, he do pop shit, but like, them niggas is like backpack rappers. Drake always was a star off the ripper. Like, all of them kind of had to, you know what I mean?
Drake music too versatile. Yeah, his music too versatile that you want to hear in different aspects of life. But if you came out to just rapping, he'd be third on that list. If I needed somebody to make a hit from that list, I'm taking Drake first.
For sure.
That's crazy.
But if he really get active and he just like, you know what? I'm about to just stunt on these niggas. Like,
he should do that.
And just like, nigga, none of you need, like, you know, Cole got to say, fuck the Grammys. Drake can be like, mm-mm. You know what?
Pantomime.
Yeah. Like.
Hey, but speaking of diss songs, what's your favorite diss song?
Either.
Damn.
Don't ever disrespect.
Fuck Jay-Z.
Whoa.
What's up, nigga? Oh, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You what?
They can't say the things they said in them songs now.
You love my style.
That's so disrespectful.
I fuck you been on my dick, like
you love my style.
That shit was hard. But Hov told him, nigga, I left the condom on your baby seat.
Yeah, I got something in common. That was snitching to AI. AI didn't deserve that straight.
That was very disrespectful.
That was the most disrespectful line I ever heard in a rap battle. Besides, fuck you, you fat motherfucker.
what hit him up is crazy, bro.
What Tupac say to that nigga?
Claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife.
Yeah.
You starting a song off like that is crazy, bro. You are on bullshit.
He's foul, man.
Yeah, he's a foul nigga.
I swear to God.
Cap ass nigga.
If a nigga tell me I fucked your wife, I'm getting divorced that night, but I'm going to shoot you.
You're not even going to see if it's true or not.
No. Like, nigga, out loud?
Yeah. While we married
DM
is crazy.
Me that. Like,
yeah, while we married is crazy.
Yeah.
And niggas is playing that in the club. Hey, turn that shit off.
Man, no, out loud.
Bro, there was some different type of times. But I just think Ether, just the beat, how he killed that motherfucker, it's a great song, bro.
I don't think it's the best, but Back Down by 50 is one of my favorite diss songs.
Mm.
You think Back Down is better than...
I didn't say it's better. I said it's one of my favorites because of how disrespectful he was to y'all. He told a nigga he sing for hoes and sound like the Cookie Monster. That's disrespectful.
Wangsta is my number two.
Wangsta Heat, though. Ether Heat.
Wangsta is my number two.
Hit Him Up would be number one, but them next verses by them niggas that was next up.
Yeah, they had no
business. Turn them off. Like, no disrespect to whoever they were. But turn them off. I don't even know who it was.
Robin Big.
R.I.P.
Oh, he did R.I.P.
One of the best TV shows of all time.
God bless the dead.
Turn them off.
Hey, man, I don't know how you need to be tapped into who's here, who ain't, but somebody has to be on standby for you, bro.
Man, yeah, he killed everybody else.
And then the niggas somebody else killed him, bro. I didn't kill him, bro.
Nah, you were out of pocket.
Oh, he was dead, motherfucker.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice
and a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, man, y'all see G-Dep got out of jail? I didn't know why he went to jail until recently.
G-Dep, that's special delivery?
Yeah, bad boy.
Damn, nigga had niggas Harlem shaking like a motherfucker on that.
50, I mean, P. Diddy get everybody locked up.
What did he go to jail for?
Man, he robbed somebody back in the day and shot him, but he didn't know he killed him until like years later. So then he tried to tell them years later that he did it, but he was high. And they was like, we can't take a confession because you smell like weed, like you're under influence. But he ended up telling them all the information, and he went to jail for like damn near 13 years.
Why he telling him so?
I guess he felt guilty.
Well, nah, bro. Should have went to the confessional.
Nah, bro. Just put the teardrop under your eye and move on, bro.
Bro, snitching on yourself is crazy.
Snitching on yourself is nuts.
So, you said just get the teardrop?
Is he Muslim now, or...
I was going to say, I wanted to see, well, you know, niggas in jail either come out Muslim or something else, so I would imagine he is.
Oh, he Muslim.
Niggas don't never really come out of Christian. That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's straight Islam.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Beasley. He pulled out his carpet the other day. Got on that motherfucker.
Jamar, he was doing Ramadan for about a week. Nigga ate some pork.
He was in a,
damn! He was in a party. Wait a minute.
I can't eat till 8. So, bitch, get out.
Nigga was drinking at 7:30. Talking about I can't have no water. He's talking about I can't drink till 8. Nigga had some fucking shot at 7:30. Nigga, I told him, get that nigga a fucking bean pie and some brisket because this nigga's lying.
Hey, man, I seen that this dude, he's like the first person to successfully get a transplant from a pig. He got like a kidney from a pig.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, what if you Muslim and that's your last result? Are you out of pocket?
Because,
bro, I want to live.
Save your life, bro. Save your life.
I'm really shitty as your boy for that shit, though.
Because that nigga, paper Muslim?
That nigga, yeah.
He definitely
that shit
paper.
Off of, Menace Society, not the other, the fake one. Don't be a menace. You remember? That's Jamar.
My milk of magnesia.
Swine is all fine. We're looking at this nigga. I said, damn, boy. That's my nigga. Love you, damn boy. But nigga, he was drinking at 7:30, boy.
Damn.
Beasley was trying to hold off, hands shaking and shit. I said, nigga, if you don't get a glass of water, then you about to pass out.
Hey, respect to the Muslim homies on the corner still like selling the incense and shit.
Sure.
They always got on a suit and a fucking fresh haircut.
Swear.
Yo, none of them niggas know how to line us, bro.
Oh, I swear to God. And they be out there when it's 85, nigga.
Oh, they trapping for real.
I ain't gonna lie. I got a paper from them one day.
Damn.
You know they had I almost tapped in one day. Then I said, they told me you had to do Ramadan. I was like,
Damn.
Way my body set up.
Lord.
Won't be able to do that. Shout out to Kyrie and them. They built different, bro.
Right. Any of the Muslims built like me, you know they lying. Motherfucker ain't missing a Ramadan. You're Ramalai.
Motherfucker. Ramalai is crazy.
Ain't no heavy set Muslims, nigga.
Hey, what's crazy with Kyrie is when he was at the Nets, they was giving that nigga peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Dallas had a chef come in just to have his meals ready after Ramadan.
Yeah,
hey,
bro.
Some of you NBA franchises really be out of pocket, man.
Nah, Dallas go all out for their guys, though. But that's hard, though. If I was going through Ramadan shit like that, for somebody to do that, that'd be hard.
For sure. Hey, man, you called it. Bronny James to the league.
Yeah, he ain't, what college gonna do for him, man?
Yeah, the nigga said, but it's weird though. He said, I'm entering the draft and I'm also keeping up in my college eligibility, so I'm going into the portal too. So does that mean if your stock ain't looking to where you wanted to?
You can go back to college.
Got you. Okay.
But his stock gonna be what it is. He going to the league. It ain't no reason even.
Yeah.
What we doing?
That's everything he's been doing has been pure formality.
So a real projection, just from us, like where do y'all think he lands? Are you still saying
being
Bron's
son alone, he gonna be second round.
Okay.
Somebody might get crazy and pick him first if they think Bron gonna go.
That's what I was gonna ask y'all. Y'all think Bron really gonna stand no business with that? With him saying, I'm gonna play with my son? Like, and if a team draft him, he'll actually go there? Because I don't believe that that's gonna actually happen. I don't think he'll just go, if a random team gets him, he's not going to fucking Orlando. I don't believe that. It's gonna have to be a perfect situation.
I think Bron will go, man. He don't really care about them championships no more, man.
Yeah,
I can see that.
But this is Bron's contract year.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Oof.
You seen him rubbing his arms.
Well, if that nigga ain't no telling who can get him. That's Bron, though. And that's the NBA, so they can finagle some shit.
But the Pacers, go ahead and draft Bronny second round.
Bron gonna stay in LA.
Yeah, I come to the Pacers. That
I'll see you
fun.
In January.
Retire the 23 jersey now if we draft Bronny. Put LeBron in the rafters. Coldest Pacer of all time.
They drafted, bro. Indianapolis lit for 6 months.
Nah, bro. You know, nigga, sometimes niggas get put to a tin of ass, bro. Spot me out, bro. Spot me out. Get me out of here, bro.
Nah, yeah.
He don't want to come here, bro.
He played in Cleveland. He from Akron.
But, I mean, Bronny's white. They're not picking him, bro.
Listen. Shit.
They're not picking LeBron James.
If you're a smart NBA team, if you're not a championship contender, draft Bronny.
Yeah.
For the 1 year that it works, it's going to be amazing.
Look how many deuces y'all done picked up, bro, over some elite niggas, bro. You think they care about Bronny James, bro? No.
Man, I'm saying if you like a Detroit, a Indiana, a franchise.
Okay, Detroit.
I'm saying a franchise that don't get a lot of exposure. A Charlotte right now.
Send him to Charlotte.
Oh, Bronny with
LaMelo. That's my pick.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that.
OKC, even if they got all the goddamn picks they got, fuck it, give me.
Why not?
Take Bronny. And LeBron say, fuck addition. It. Y'all got opening for me. I take the minimum. Play with my.
That's what I'm saying.
Chip, bro. I know how I feel about the OKC boys. If that end up fucking happening, bro, they different.
That would be fire.
But the Lakers are getting Bronny, so don't even worry about it.
I was gonna say, at the end of the day, this is gonna probably be LeBron's biggest flex in NBA.
He deserves it though, bro. Yeah, he even gave y'all 22 years of his life.
He didn't do too much for the league. He deserves his son to be on the team with him. He can make history.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
What if the Lakers draft him first round though? That would be hilarious.
I wouldn't That'd be surprised.
Hard. That would be fire.
Because honestly, this is why I was thinking the other day. I was like, damn, this draft is not that deep. Me and Brad was talking about the shit at the game yesterday. Like, it really ain't too many names in that motherfucker that we could say Bronny's nowhere near as good as this nigga, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after that first eight, probably, he kind of fit in, bro. Them was his colleagues after that. Niggas that he played AU against and with. So, I don't know. Marketing standpoint, yeah, go ahead and grab him.
Yeah, you're going to get some
grab and release money balls.
Yeah, right. That James
is going crazy.
Yeah, facts.
That was crazy.
That James is going platinum, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I want LeBron to really flex. Like, he already talked. He's been talking crazy to the rest for a long time, but he's been really disrespectful. I just want LeBron to wild out his last years in the NBA. Fuck it.
Have y'all been tapped in with the show?
Him and JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that JJ holds him accountable because he was just like, LeBron, you ain't never got on YouTube and watch your highlights. He tried to lie, act like he didn't. He's like, come on, bro. We all watch our highlights. You ever watch your highlights on YouTube?
Fuck yeah.
See, there we go.
When you having a bad day, bad night, bad little run, I type in that. I know my favorite highlight.
What's the go-tos?
I had 35 on Kyrie. Go right to a game winner. Yep. Hawks versus Cavs.
That's funny as hell.
Go right to it.
Nah, Luis clipped that.
I ain't gonna say he ain't had 50, but he had a lot too. But he won.
And you added Gino?
Yeah.
Damn, that's funny. I'm surprised you ain't go to the Ray Allen dunk.
I ain't never really watched that one. I watched playoffs. We played the Pacers. Game one.
Yeah, KG was ready to swing on my boy after he boomed on Ray Allen.
That nigga was on that. That nigga was on that.
You the first nigga ever yelling Ray Allen.
That might be.
We love Eric Gordon. I love, bro. You know how we feel about you on the show, bro. But when that nigga was playing, the KG was like, trash ass.
He said, hell no.
Trash ass nigga.
He had AJ fuck up.
He definitely did, oh, God, bro. Did.
But that shit was funny as hell.
What's hilarious, bro? Trash fucking ass hilarious. Luis.
Trash ass nigga.
Oh, I love to see Kevin Garnett like defender the young hoopers now. Because he talked so crazy when he was in the league to everybody. Yeah. That is dope to see like him mm-hmm. show love now. Kind of like on the Kobe shit. Like everybody felt the way about Kobe, however. But afterwards, to see him give his flowers or to see him like appreciate the game was fire to see.
Yeah.
But I love it with KG because he say some crazy shit and show love. And then Paul Pierce turned around and like, nah, fuck them, they said. Yeah, he was like, he said, if I was in this draft, I'd be a lottery pick. P, it's over, bro.
Facts.
Probably be a legend, though, bro.
KG, though, to hear him talk like that is kind of crazy. Because I'm about to ask him something. This is how crazy KG is. Look, I'm in Minnesota. So, first of all, this nigga, he loved D-Rose. Rightfully so, we all do.
Yeah.
But I was sorry. He was like, when this nigga gonna get this motherfucking spot up? Damn. I was in practice like, damn, nigga. But, nigga, I wanted him to sign a jersey. But he had a trainer. I mean, not a trainer, but damn, I don't even know what you call him. Dude that do the jerseys and shoes and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Name was Clayton. I was like, man, he think KG is signing my jersey. He's like, it's how he talked like KG. He was like, Ticket, don't sign no jerseys. Looked at him, I said, no, nigga, you gonna ask him to sign a jersey for you? Ticket, don't sign no jerseys. I said, say less, bro. He didn't train the shit out of you.
All right, so
Ticket don't sign no jersey. I said, all right.
Hell no.
Damn, KG.
I was like, damn. That's when I was like, damn, this nigga don't fuck with people. Like, he don't sign a jersey. But to see him now, like, talking highly about young dudes and ready to get people game and shit, it's pretty dope.
Man, I always think about Joakim Noah. He's like, first time I'm going to leave my favorite player. Fuck you.
He was nothing.
I'm
on
glad I got to sit down and chop it up about that, too.
That was fire, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah, they sat down and talked about it. KG apologized. Like, nigga, when I'm in that game mode, my nigga, I don't. All that fanned out shit, nigga, that's weird to me. Let's hoop.
That nigga, I'll never forget that shit. Them niggas said courtside, nigga. I wanted that nigga KG to be cool with me so bad. Fuck this nigga star for me. Damn.
He said, where that nigga gonna give up his spot?
Where he gonna give up this motherfucking spot? Like, fuck Tibbs, dude. Damn. We had on them Prince jerseys. I ain't gonna never forget that shit.
The black and purple.
I was like, damn, nigga.
Hey, okay, G, make it right, man. Make it right.
That shit was funny as hell.
I mean, get well soon to Rod Wave, man. Your dog.
My nigga out now. Balenciaga out. Yeah, we already took our picture at the gas station. You hear me? Back on road, nigga. Tour coming in summer, my nigga.
He was getting fried on the internet because they put down his measurements when he got booked. They said he was 5'6", 300. Nigga said he built like a bomb.
That nigga remind me of the Mario bomb, man.
Mario. Man, not too much on gang, man. Man, not too much on my boy ain't here to defend himself.
Nigga built like a bomb. It's funny.
I'm glad my nigga free. You feel me? Glad he free, bro.
300 at 5'6" is crazy, bro.
Rod Wave, damn near Bowser, for sure. That's why Jamar started touching that powder even more, bro. You got to lose weight, bro.
Jamar don't prepare do no yourself, powder, bro.
Probably not no more.
He never did no powder, bro. Jamar, I ain't let that nigga do you like that, bro. He my nigga since yay high, bro.
Shout out to Jamar, man.
My nigga's never on that powder, bro. The only thing crazy is that nigga mama make barbecue every weekend. So yo. I'm like, she used to throw them baby back ribs on the... I don't know how he ain't eating them no more.
My boy tempted.
I know he ain't one.
That nigga definitely ain't eat no turkey ribs. Fuck Jamar. Akino over there eating turkey burgers and shit. That shit nasty, bro.
Nah, age, relax. Shout out to the turkey burger.
I ain't eat a turkey burger, bro. Turkey I tried that shit.
Trash,
that shit,
bro.
Especially on barbecue, bro.
Oh, my life,
oh, yeah,
bro.
That's
weak. Motherfuckers always be saying... It depends on how you season it. No. That shit tastes like gravel, bro.
You say like gravel. God damn.
Fucking tastes like the Sando set about the
light skin. I don't like that light skin.
Oh, that's a turnout, bro.
That's hurt.
Cool.
Shout out to everybody who can't touch the pork.
I'm nothing on a hot dog, though.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why ain't Mike?
Because Mike eat glizzy.
Mike Glizzy.
And I hate how he dress him up too. Balls.
Yeah, Mike G. The Mike, real Mike G.
Why is this nigga decorating this glizz dog like this, bro?
That nigga messy, bro. Went into a 5-star restaurant, nigga, and got a glizzy.
Out of pocket. Your wife even said, I don't know what he's doing.
It was in Italian.
He's different, out of town.
Italian sauce is even worse.
Okay. Different race.
He like the Zod glizzies.
Oh, you like them foreign, huh?
He like them light skin.
He foreign glizzy.
Foreign glizzy is crazy.
Move on.
He got a foreign glizzy.
Oh, right. Shit. Okay. The foreign glizzy is crazy.
They got a foreign glizzy.
Hell no, man. Oh, I can't take this nigga serious with his ankles out like this.
I'm getting ready for my ankle cuber.
That's crazy, yeah, man.
They asked about that. I'm not going to follow up on that. I'm just, y'all got to ask Freaky Mike about that.
Damn. Don't worry about it.
Respects.
Oh, man.
Hey, wow. Man. Shout out to Draymond, man. Draymond showed some love in his podcast. Everybody tagged. It was like, we started some shit. Because he definitely saw what Sean Murray said, and he didn't like none of that shit.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He said, fuck all that shit. He said, look who I guarded on the way to my fourth championship, not my first one.
Who he guard?
He was like, I guarded Jaylen Brown.
Tough.
Guarded Jokic.
Tough.
And then I forgot who he said first round. He was like, I guarded every different position, entire, like, hey, dog.
You say you guarded a guard.
Yeah, he's like, I guarded everything you talked about en route to my fourth championship.
Stunt. That was crazy. Nah, but Draymond, one of the best defenders in NBA history, though. So
easily.
When he said that, I was just like, he was already kind of tight, so I was just like, yeah, all right, bro. You know,
yeah, but, you let him have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you got
that could have been a conversation.
Yeah, but for sure. Let him get his shit off. But Draymond, definitely one of the top defenders ever play NBA, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like the fact that he even was just like, yeah, I fuck with you, bro. Let's get to it. No, I am a superior defender. I was like, he is. Like,
yeah.
Nothing he's lying right now.
When he gave him a shout out, he was like, you was that before I got to the league.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I continued the legacy. So he gave him his props. Yeah. He was just saying, my nigga, don't act like you the only one who. Because let's go to the footage.
Draymond, defensive player of the year, though. I don't know if Matrix got that.
He did not.
But
he guarded a lot of.
No, I mean.
He guarded a lot of people, though.
Shawn Marion definitely deserved his credit on defense, but Draymond was.
Draymond that did.
Bro, nigga used to fuck games up, bro.
Yeah.
With his defense, so.
Now he's fucking games up a little bit differently.
Shout out to my nigga. We, them Black Forces on the way, too.
Oh, bro. For sure. Yeah, we're definitely doing another episode.
Shoelaces, tap in with me. We got to get some special laces for my nigga Draymond, man.
Yeah, facts.
What's going to be on them laces?
I don't know. Probably Dirty Dog. See, he out there like he on his way out, bro.
Man, he out there going crazy.
You know who the nigga act like he just want to go back to jail, so he start fucking up, bro. Draymond just want to be out of the
Oak. I got to stay.
He don't got nothing to lose, bro.
When he choked out Rudy, I said he clowned it.
That's what got it cracking, though. That's what really got it cracking, bro.
Draymond
because he's had, you know, Draymond and kick niggas in the nuts and did shit like that. But that shit with Rudy, bro, it just, they was on his ass after that. Everything he did, bro, was just overhyped. So.
Nah, but he just made a good play. What game was that against Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
He blocked that shot, kept the ball in bounds. Game winning block.
Still contributing, bro.
Nah.
No, like, but like he's like Jeff said, shit, hopefully he can go to a contending team that can help out. Draymond ain't done hooping.
Hell no.
He just, you know, cutting the food right now.
What's funny is you might have to play a Laker team or a Warriors team to play in, and that's not fair.
I told y'all niggas at the beginning of the year, all you fake ass NBA YouTube motherfuckers, I told y'all the West is way stronger than the fucking East. The 10th seed in the fucking West, I mean, is over 500, nigga. Okay. By multiple games, bro. The East is weak as hell, bro.
The East 10th seed is the Hawks, and they don't have a good record. But other than that, yeah, everybody else is damn near 500 or more.
Who?
In the East?
Nah, like the 7th or 6th seed in the West is like the 2th seed in the East.
Facts, bro.
Yeah.
Like, way, way better, bro. It's super, super competitive.
For sure.
Yeah, the West is
super competitive over there. So, if niggas don't figure out in the East, I don't know. Shit, it's damn near looking like a walking path for the Celtics and the Bucks, bro.
It really looked like a walk for the Celtics, though, right now.
I was going to say, it looked like a walk for the Celtics.
The Bucks is kind of struggling. Like, I think Adrian Griffin got a bad rap because Doc Rivers didn't really change too much over there either.
And besides him doing these press conferences every time they lose and saying, everybody looks happy except me. Doc, what the fuck? But I still trust Dame and I still trust Giannis in the series. You got to beat them niggas 4 times. So it's probably going to be them in Boston, obviously.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Dewey Schroeder out for the season. I don't know if even if he was playing, if it helped the Knicks get over one of them two teams.
It
I
would. Think OG well back. Soon, JR, man. Damn.
I ain't gonna lie, I love watching the Knicks play though.
Go ahead.
Nah, and I just never thought I would like watching the Knicks play.
Nah. It's not your typical Tibbs team either.
Nah, but when I watched them play, like I watched them last night against the Kings. It was just a joy. It's the first time I watched an NBA game for real. I was just wanted to see Dante. That's my guy. And I was just like, let me see how Tay gonna play tonight. I'm gonna watch. Because I was watching Indiana State play. And
shout out to Ron.
Yeah, that game was over. They lost or whatever. Then I started watching the Knicks. And watching Jalen Brunson just do whatever he wants, him and Hart. And it's like playing with your homeboys, your college teammates. I'm like, damn, niggas lucky as shit. Get the hoop with their college teammates. I was like, that's hard.
Yeah, bro, they a real dust bowl team in real life. Like, yeah. He hoop with his niggas in the league.
Yeah, facts, bro. And they all killing. I think Tay had like 27. He had like 35. Mm-hmm. Hart had like 29. I'm like, oh, they
Josh Hart been on a crazy run, bro.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Second man. Half, most valuable NBA. I mean, most valuable player in the league for sure after All-Star break. That nigga been going on a crazy run.
Especially for them to be losing their two of their top three players. Outside of Jalen being number one, they've lost their two and three. Mm-hmm. They still going crazy.
Yeah. I like the Knicks.
They don't let Bogey play that much, though.
They definitely do not.
Bogey don't get no tick. He need to come back to the Pacers. He'd be perfect for the Pacers right now.
Ooh, ask DJ who the fuck he going to fire to get him.
I'll fuck with Bogey. He can pull up. Hey, and I don't give a fuck. I say
who
what
you
I said.
Release?
Rick, pack your bags. Now Rick can stay. He just got to go work upstairs. We have to get a head coach, man.
Ooh, who you, man? Ooh, so many out there, bro. Coach,
who y'all gonna get?
Who you, Mark
Anybody
Jackson?
Not born in the 1950s, 1960s, somebody.
Rick Carlisle just looked like that, bro.
Now Rick Carlisle played in the NBA in the 1980s.
Yeah, bro.
You want like Bud?
Listen, I would love Bud.
Y'all get Bud.
I would love Coach Bud.
I'm going to be on the staff. Come on. But I think he going to go to Brooklyn or something like that.
Yeah. Mm.
Brooklyn, Charlotte.
Y'all hire Mark Jackson, man. Bring Mark through.
Mark Jackson's podcasting, though. He ain't coaching no more. He getting the money. He fucking with Cam. Yeah. Also, on that Cole project, getting the fucking Cam versus fire.
Fire.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's
Cam
it.
Cam didn't do half bad either.
Nah.
I said, damn, Cam, you still got it.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, fuck with Cam.
Damn, so Mark Jackson not even going to fuck with y'all. I don't even know who y'all can hire then, bro.
We ain't hiring nobody, man.
We stuck.
Rick Carlisle.
We stuck. Carlisle, man.
Rick Carlisle or die.
Yeah.
If he leave Leary and come back, that'd be just our luck. That's how it works here.
Did Tyrese get his powers back?
Tyrese been solid.
I've been delayed the last few games. I don't know if he got his powers back or not.
He been solid. I mean, we're a very unserious team right now.
Not y'all unserious.
We've been very unserious recently, bro.
But where y'all at in the playoffs?
We was at the sixth. Now we're in the play-in at seven.
Sound about right.
We can win out, be in the sixth seed. Probably won't, because we just lost to the fucking Nets.
Y'all see how hype niggas be at the beginning of some shit?
Yeah, man.
And then when shit get towards the end.
I'm not used to having nice shit.
So I try to be excited, but then this shit happens.
Oh, you couldn't tell this nigga nothing. This nigga had a 520 Pacers jersey. Yes.
He did have a 520 Pacers jersey.
Yes.
That nigga did have a 520 Pacers
jersey. That nigga dressed so damn right now. It's crazy.
That nigga told that nigga asked us, did we want one? Hell no, nigga.
Hell no.
Send me motherfucker.
I'm done with the Pacers.
I'm done with the Pacers. I ain't fucked the Pacers since the 80s, nigga.
Hey, a nigga in the DM was like, hey, I got a team jersey. You want to sit down? I said, I don't think Bro wants that.
What jersey was it from?
The 44?
Nigga, nah, I keep that motherfucker.
I was like, I don't think Bro wants that jersey.
That's a screen for it.
Nah, I keep that motherfucker.
Hell nah,
matter of fact,
man.
Send that motherfucker this way, man. I think I still got some 44 jerseys, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh.
We give one away on Patreon.
Yeah, West Side.
Throw them hoes at a 520 day. Nah.
We're gonna put
dude,
that. We're gonna put that in that chain in there. Can't be with a red herb. Go ahead. Shout out my boy. Shout out my boy. Hey, man, y'all playing too much, man.
Oh, man. Hey, before we out of here, be here. You got to update the people. Hey, this is spoiler alert. If you watch Could Have Been a House, this is your time to turn it off for about 10 minutes. You watch a new episode?
Fire, bro. Might be the best one.
Hey, man.
Best one, bro. That's the best shit. He got to do another season, bro.
It was the finale?
Running back. No, that's not the finale. I'm just saying how it's going. It keeps getting better every episode, bro. That shit needs to hit TV for real.
You like it on YouTube or you want to see it on TV?
I want to see it on TV.
I would like for it to stay on YouTube.
I mean, either way.
I tapped in since that.
As long as it's available.
Yeah. I mean, for his sake, because I feel like that him building that platform is him getting probably more of that bread. I mean, you know, YouTube, because we're going to talk Max because we're still on there. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that's probably a more beneficial situation than being with a network, because it's a lot of things you have to do to get that show, like, in front of people. On YouTube, everybody can go to YouTube. Niggas don't got cable.
Imagine him, like, with the production budget of a Netflix, though. That show would be crazy.
Bro.
That's why, that's fire. If he could go to like a streaming company and then do it like that, that would be crazy.
He got the relationships. However it comes out though, fuck it. But that's the best shit on.
That's, I ain't watched it. It got good.
Bro, I swear to God, this last one, he's going to be rolling, bro. They fried.
Bro, they are fucking hilarious.
This one with Birdman?
Yep.
Birdman on this motherfucker?
Think that really happened? Yeah,
I think it did. But unless Juicy got crazy acting skills, he was spooked, bro. When he got on that sprinter, mm-hmm. He was spooked when he got on that bitch.
And Birdman was on there?
Birdman went on there. They had ran. He had ran from Birdman.
I got to watch
it. He took the train. He started going off, nigga, on his people. Like, nigga, I told you. Da, 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 da. I said, oh, that looked like it was serious. So unless his acting skills is really elite, that shit's top tier, bro.
I got to watch. I ain't really top tier.
You got to watch it, bro.
I seen Glorilla, though.
With me?
On Shay Shay.
You been tapping in to Shay Shay.
Nah,
what they talk about?
I just seen the highlight. She was just talking about how she... They was like, how the dude's gonna trap her or something.
She said she got a membership.
Yeah, a membership. Oh, I said, bro, she fried. You can't say that, bro.
Membership to Dairy Queen, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost summertime.
Said she out of pocket,
niggas,
bro.
Love blizzards.
Nah, for she sure.
She said a bunch of shit that was kind of funny on there.
She's a comedian, low key, bro. Yeah. Little ghetto cool bitch.
Shout out to Glover. Hey, y'all see Tiger Woods? Basically, he said he's being absented to train for the next Masters. Gotta ask you, if you could not have sex for a whole year doing your hoops, like your prime, your career, would you not have sex a whole year to get a ring?
Nah, to get a max deal. Not a ring, though. Hmm. A max deal, they said you can't get no buns for a whole year. Can't have no girls. Wifey, girlfriend, whoever she is, cannot come around for it. But you're going to get $210 million. Wow, delete every app. I won't even have a phone for a whole year, swear to God.
After that year, though, he's going to open that brothel up. He's going to relive. Tranquilizer T, hold away. The Whoa. Real TT.
Going crazy.
Look at him.
Shit's going to be epic.
Look at him.
Tootsie me down. I'm going nuts.
The real freak out, Bill. No, hell no. Nah.
Bring hell the weights.
Nah. Nah, hell no. Nah. Boy.
Shoo. Oh, yeah. He'll be a, that nigga be a hot mess.
What would y'all do it?
For 210 million?
For the millions, for sure. For a ring, fuck no.
Not for the ring. I don't see no value in that. But I don't play professional sports, so I don't give a fuck. If y'all did,
say you got a max deal or a ring, would you take a whole year off?
Yeah, max for the deal, max for deal? Sure. I'm for max deal, I'm tapped in. For a ring.
For a Jaylen Brown deal, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You can make up a lot in here.
Yeah. It's crazy. The rebrand is crazy, bro.
What you doing after that year up, though?
The rebrand is crazy, bro.
You want shit? You want ape shit?
Yeah, bro.
First thing you pulled up to.
Yeah.
Where the first place? Yeah.
What city? My new house. We go first turn Carmel out. Reparation.
What city you go to after you?
After I flip Carmel upside down?
Yeah.
Because I ain't never touched a snow bunny. But in honor of Dr. Umar, it's going to be snowing in that motherfucker. And then we all... Then the next Hennessy stop.
Did it get real?
It's Miami for sure.
We ain't gonna have no guests that episode.
Nah, yes, it will. Beg the stallion.
Ooh.
That's our next guest.
Yeah, 220, ooh, whatever the max deal is. Yeah, you probably get made.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. We flipping karma upside down, though, bro.
He said, I don't know, Dr. Umar is funny as shit.
That's funny as it.
Hey, man. Diddy, man, been outside. My boy riding the bike on the freeway.
Man.
He trying to commit suicide.
For sure. For sure, bro.
Riding a bike on the freeway? Come on, bro. Baby,
I did that on 65 before.
Bro, you out
why? Me and my niggas, we did that across 65 before.
Bro, you trying to go home, man. When I say home, you trying to see the Lord.
Nah, because you... When you ride your bike, nigga, to Lafayette Square, you never got to hop on 65 from Boulevard to get there low-key.
Yeah, you was trying to see the Lord.
Oh, yeah. I do.
This is going to be the last episode of fucking Sons of Anarchy.
Because we had to take 65 to get to the Village Road.
Do it for Lil Saint.
That was the game, too.
You know how they take the bikes and put them next to the place?
Yeah,
they're about to put your huffy in the rafters.
Ah, yeah, bro. For sure, bro.
Never mind. I ain't going to say that. Never mind. Just, I'm going to keep that.
They're going to put them pegs in gold.
I'm going to say that's too much.
He's about to be out of pocket.
Yeah, that's too much. I ain't gonna say that. Let me just stop.
Why is he on the bike on the E-Way though, bro?
Bro, he just doing shit, bro.
I told you what he's trying to do, bro. He's trying.
So he's free and...
Oh, he's free.
Just chilling. I seen a nigga at a party.
So he's chilling, bro. That's crazy how the internet flipped that upside down.
Not one of his parties.
Oh, you're saying, you were at the party?
I was trying to get away
not
from
his
that
party. See, he's at somebody else's party or a dancer or some shit. I don't know what he was doing.
You see old boy from 101? He was just like, would you rather go to Epstein Island or Diddy party? He said, Epstein Island, me. I said,
never.
Nigga,
why is that even a debate, though?
Because podcasts are stupid.
No, nah, I'm not.
But I love them.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with the Epstein Island, bro.
That's wild, bro.
He said that off the dribble, too, bro.
Nah.
He was geeked. He's like, nah, I'm going there. I'm like, oh, bro, my boy.
He going with kids, my boy.
Hell nah. It's out of pocket.
I always knew something was wrong with him, bro.
Epstein Island.
Is that Arnaz?
Yeah,
Arnaz. Yeah, he was
already.
Arnaz J? Off 101. They used to wear the little... fish scales around his neck.
Oh, yeah. I used to get him in Orlando.
He had the seashell choker.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking about what I used to, you know.
Mike Daddy had on one of them chains at the funeral today.
He had a seashell?
Yeah.
I said fish scale. I was thinking about my old dad.
Damn.
What? I used to live on 38.
Nino
fish
Brown.
Fish scale. He can buy you what you want.
Your daddy did have on the seashell
chain. Your daddy did have on seashell. I did see that.
I was talking shit about him. Y'all can't talk shit about my daddy, though. Move the fuck on.
Shout out to Big Mike, man.
That nigga did this in the camera. What the fuck they got going on in Hollywood?
Move on.
That nigga was in Friendship, too. I see them purple ass.
He was like, only West Side niggas know we're in Friendship.
Oh, God.
That's Sue Jackal's biggest hit.
The 03 draft class.
Yo, we not doing that.
What's that battle jacket?
He had the TJ4 suit on.
Hell no. Nah.
Hey, remember doing that commercial?
Why that nigga say Arna is Jay, though? That's still stuck about it.
That is funny.
Hey, two of your niggas' name are there. The fact that it's two is crazy. Both of them
that
famous.
That was his name on 101, man. I don't know that nigga. Richard. I don't know that nigga's real name, bro.
I was about to say, damn.
That's the nigga that played on Coach Carter. He was the son.
It is, bro. That was Cousin Skeeter, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Damn, that was an elite show, Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter was fire.
Yeah, fire.
That's funny. Coach Carter is crazy. Him being his point guard, is that he had the wildest team ever, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
That nigga, I feel like Worm, it was real life, though.
But Worm was in Sunset Park and Coach Carter. How long was that nigga playing a teenager?
That nigga did have a little run as a teenager, didn't he?
He was always ball.
That nigga was Jared Jack. I've never seen Jared Kiss. Jack with hair.
Damn.
You never will, bro.
Jared Jack never hit the barbershop.
Never seen a nigga with hair, bro. All the years I know him. From Georgia Tech on.
Damn, that's crazy. We got to get a real perception from Jared Jack. All right, man, we're about to get up out of here, be here, and tell people where they can grab the merch at.
Shop clock. What? Shop.
Excuse me?
This nigga with Jamaican on. Shot clock. Shot clock, man.
On my clock.
Thinking about Mike Daddy outfit. That's what I was going to say.
That nigga said shot clock. You think about my daddy clock.
Ass nigga. Nah, shop clock. Shop club 520.com.
Shot clock. We're going to have a be in Jamaican hoodie just for y'all. The Bumba Clock
made by shop, LRG.
Shop, club520.com, man, for your merch.
He got a Jamaican hoodie made by LRG, don't you?
Nah, bro, I just got my Cool Runner outfit out there.
Cool Runner.
Oh, y'all didn't talk about that, did y'all?
What, Cool Runner?
Getting the LRG deal?
We talked about it enough. Oh, yeah, shout out to him. Anybody buying them shirts?
Cool Runner was a fire movie.
I was going to say, would you order a shirt?
What did it say on it?
Ain't I fresh?
On the shirt?
Yeah.
You ain't seen it?
Man, hell nah.
Cool Running.
I'm happy he got a bag, but that shirt's crazy.
Real line.
That's like the bitches that be wearing the sweatshirt. That's like a bad bitch.
Cool Running. Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride.
I see the stud with one
of them. It's making bots that time.
Cool. You see the stud in the Juicy Couture outfit?
Man, that's nasty, bro. Oh, I can't say that. I can't say that, my bad. But why should
that motherfucker had old bad bitch on the ass, bro?
Man, he lying. Why he lying, bro? She had braids. She had the Queen Latifah's. Set it off.
Nah, they was clean. They was stitched.
She had the eyeballs.
It was stitch, bro. With some drawers on, for real. Don't care. I was with confused drawers. Like a motherfucker. But I know she has some big ass titties, so I was like, damn, okay.
Girl. On that note, we're going to get out of here.
That's the worst.
A thick stud?
Nah, I don't even look. I just look like they just want to be chubby to look like a dude, to be honest.
I think about having the biggest titties, bro.
I think about Mini Fresh every time. Like,
the Mini Fresh?
How about she Mini Fresh? That's what she is. Or I think, never mind. It's a dude.
Strap, bro.
Never mind, I ain't gonna say that because I fuck with dude. But he from here that look like all the studs. I fuck with him.
Well, I'm talking about the OG studs.
It's OG. It's OG.
Nah, that's a nigga, bro. He not a stud, bro.
Hey, we out.
I thought that he ain't.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.